Markets ended the week higher as stocks rebounded from an early week sell-off. Investors weighed the latest US inflation data, ongoing developments in the Middle East, and the strong IPO of SpaceX. US inflation accelerated in May, rising 4.2% year-over-year in line with estimates. Middle East tensions remained in focus after President Donald Trump signaled a potential deal with Iran, saying a planned US military operation had been called off as negotiations moved closer to a possible agreement involving several countries across the region. SpaceX's long-awaited IPO debuted on the Nasdaq on Friday, with shares opening at $150 and closing at $160, finishing their first day trading up 19% as strong investor demand fueled gains. Looking at the week ahead, US markets will be closed on Friday for the Juneteenth holiday. Before then, investors will be focused on the Fed's interest rate decision, consumer spending data, and developments from the G7 summit in France. The main event arrives Wednesday when the Fed announces its interest rate decision, followed by the new Fed chair Kevin Warsh's first press conference. Investors will be watching closely for clues on how Warsh plans to navigate persistent inflation pressures and energy-driven uncertainty, particularly among a divided Fed. Other central banks are also meeting this week, with the Bank of Japan likely to hike, while Australia and England are expected to hold as they wait for more evidence on inflation and growth. Economic data will also be in focus. US retail sales are due Wednesday, while housing starts and industrial production will provide additional reads on economic momentum. UK inflation and employment data are also due this week. On the geopolitical front, leaders gathering at the G7 summit will be watched for any progress on a potential agreement between the US and Iran. Turning to South Africa, first quarter GDP growth surprised on the upside, increasing 0.5% quarter on quarter. However, the data largely predates the impact of the Iran conflict and subsequent fuel price shock, while the contraction in private sector fixed investment remains a concern. April mining production also exceeded expectations, rising 8.2% year-on-year, while manufacturing production continued to disappoint, declining 2.9% against expectations for growth. In the week ahead, focus turns to May inflation on Wednesday, which is expected to rise further to 4.7%. April retail sales are also due and are forecast to increase 2.4% year-on-year. On the corporate front, Vukile is set to report results on Wednesday. That's it for now. Have a great week.